A Jewish Journal article. National survey highlights increasingly negative attitudes about Jews and Israel among progressives. This weekend, anti-Semitism was thrust once again into the center of conversation in Los Angeles, as a far-right hate group unfurled a banner on a major freeway overpass echoing the canard of Jewish control spread by Kanye West. West's anti-Semitic remarks have rekindled concerns about right-wing adjacent anti-Semitism. However, new data reveals an alarming trend at the other end of the political spectrum. Increasingly negative views of American Jews and the state of Israel among self-described progressives. An opinion poll from On Message Public Strategies and the Jewish Institute for Liberal Values found that respondents who identified as progressives hold negative beliefs about Israel and Jews in the U.S., more consistently than any other group in the broader electorate. Progressives were much more sympathetic toward Palestinians, 56%, than Israelis, 18%. And nearly half of progressive respondents said they believe Israel has too much power or they view the nation as an occupier, colonizer. 4 out of 5 progressives believe Jews have unfair advantages that need to be addressed, echoing long-standing anti-Semitic tropes. Jewish advocates say these findings raise major concerns. For one, there are strong indications that far-left orthodoxy is the main driver of Americans' increasingly negative opinion of Israel and questionable views of Jews in the U.S., notes David Bernstein, CEO of the Jewish Institute for Liberal Values. This poll confirms some of the worst fears of the Jewish community, that a dogmatic commitment to critical theory and a social justice lens can contribute significantly to anti-Semitism, Bernstein said. He added that the poll reflects a tendency by far-left voters to divide the world into oppressors and oppressed and expel those they disagree with from their social circle. For example, 2/3 of progressives and 54% of very liberal respondents said they have effectively canceled a friend or family member because of their political views. While the majority of Americans support freedom of speech, oppose hyper-partisanship, and support traditional liberal values, the far left continues to view politics as a zero-sum game, Bernstein added. And the results aren't good for Jews. There is broad consensus across the political spectrum that anti-Semitism is a problem in American society, the poll found. But 43% of respondents blamed the opposing political party for the problem. The online survey of 1,600 likely voters was conduced nationwide between July 30 and August 3 and was stratified to reflect historic turnout. It also polled likely voters' views on the upcoming midterm elections and their political priorities. On a generic ballot, Republican candidates fared better than Democrats by 3 percentage points, 46-43%, with 11% undecided. The GOP is widely expected to win control of the House of Representatives in the November midterms, particularly as inflation continues to batter U.S. consumers and President Joe Biden's approval rating remains low. On Message and JILV found that more voters disliked Biden than liked him, 51-44%, and more opposed his policies than supported them, 56-39%. 7 out of 10 likely voters say the country is on the wrong track, including nearly 80% of independents. Inflation was the biggest priority among likely voters by a wide margin, cited by 64% of respondents, followed by jobs and the economy, 48%, crime, 35%, and immigration, 32%.